您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast CN.
English 学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会、
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Practical English Classroom。
Welcome to Practical English Classroom of My English. I'm Anna.
I'm Shinting. Last time we went to Disneyland with Tony and his mom.
And today we're going to the last station of our summer trip, Hawaii.
大家好，欢迎大家收听国际在线实用英语课堂节目，我是 Shinting。
我是 Anna。 上周呢，我们和 Tony 还有 Tony 的妈妈一起去了迪士尼乐园。
这周呢，我们来到了这次夏日之旅的最后一站，人间天堂夏威夷。Part 1. A Brief Introduction to Hawaii.
夏威夷群岛简介。
The Hawaiian island chain began around 10 billion years ago with the formation of Kauai and Niihau. The islands are a result of the movement of the Pacific Plate, one of the Earth's tectonic plates, over a hot spot.A hotspot is a place where molten rock escapes through the crust, like a volcano.
Eventually, the buildup of magma from the ocean floor will reach sea level to create an island. Over time, the hotspots will die down as the Pacific plate continues to move. This movement offers a new place to create another island if the hotspot returns to activity. Over thousands of years, the hard lava rock deteriorates,allowing for plants to thrive and animals to survive.
The natives of the Hawaiian Islands came from clusters of people referred to presently as Polynesians. Polynesians originated from Southeast Asia, but their history cannot be completely traced. They were great navigators and settled numerous islands in the Pacific Ocean, from New Zealand to Easter Island and Hawaii, the most northern and last to be settled. This expansive area of islands is calledthe Polynesian Triangle.
The Hawaiian Islands were again discovered by Captain James Cook of England in 1778. About a year later, in 1779, Cook returned to Hawaii only to create a series of misfortune incidents, events which led to him untimely death at the hand of natives. The warring state of the islands at the time of Cook's arrival did not help the circumstance.Hawaii was more or less divided into three kingdoms at Cook's advent. King Kamehameha, who was present at Cook's visit, worked hard to unite all islands of Hawaii under one rule by 1810.
King Kamehameha's death marked the decline of the kapu system and many other traditional values. These values were manipulated by Christian missionaries who sought to save what they considered the heathen souls of the natives.The first boat of the missionaries arrived in 1820, and by 1823, the first mission was founded in Lahaina. It wasn't long before many natives converted to Christianity. The greatest threat to the missionary effort was not locals, but the whale and the merchant ships. These ships brought drunken and lustful men. Lahaina was the busiest port of the area during this time.It would be Hawaii's present capital, but Kamehameha III ultimately moved it to Honolulu.
Land ownership was a foreign concept to native Hawaiians. Efforts were attempted by Kamehameha III. Kamehameha III to divide land and make it possible to formally acquire it. This system and the natives' experience were abused by whites. Since Batu Krei, Hawaii lands have swiftly fallen to foreigners.Many Europeans set up plantations on the newly settled land to grow sugar cane and pineapple. However, there was not enough local labor due to a disease brought by outsiders. By the 1850s, the native population was reduced to one-fifth.
The last of the Hawaiian monarchs was Liliuokalani, who was of royal blood, but not of Kamehameha lineage. Her reign began in 1891 and was short-lived. It ended in 1893 as a result of a coup supported by sugar growers and undoubtedly the U.S. government. A new provisional government was put into place. Most natives were prevented from voting and were powerless against the U.S. ultimate goal of annexation in 1898.
The military became less significant to Hawaii as Hawaii was central to the military. The military took over the economy, providing money and jobs. As a result of the bombing of Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, more mainlanders considered Hawaii perpetually bound to the U.S. More locals also considered themselves American and created a greater movement for statehood. It took several years for Hawaii to become the 50th state in 1959.
The 1960s brought about the era of the tourists through the revolution of the passenger airplane. Today, more than 6 million visitors per year come to Hawaii to bask in the aloha spirit of the islands.
夏威夷州名称来自波利尼西亚语，意味原始的家，就是 original home。1000多年前的波利尼西亚人向本州各岛殖民。1959年8月21日成为美国第50个州。夏威夷州以芙蓉花为州花，本州的别名叫做阿罗哈之州，也就是 Aloha State。
夏威夷群岛的天然环境非常的迷人，处于火山岛，地形崎岖不平，拥有美丽的海滩，从白色的沙滩一直到黑色土质的沙滩都有。地形与地质的变化也非常大，无论从低地沙漠一直到高耸的山顶，或是从贫瘠的火山岩到热带雨林区，在夏威夷群岛上通通都能看得到。
夏威夷群岛也是世界上位置最孤立的岛群，距离最近的大陆地也有2500英里远。正因为这样的孤立，也为夏威夷带来保持生态完整的好处。那么在这里的上千种动植物种类有90%以上在地球上其他地方已经看不到了。
这里的地质结构也是独一无二的，这里有全世界最活跃的活火山，也有最大的死火山哈利卡拉，同时也有最高的摩纳奇山和悬崖。这里的观光旅游业非常的发达，旅馆如雨后春笋般越来越多，海滩上总是挤满了人。这不过只是夏威夷的面貌之一，你还是可以找到非观光热门地区，也有人少偏僻的海滩可以探险。住宿的选择也有内陆的小屋或者是孤立偏远的住处。
在岛上践行或在野外地区逍遥自在的旅行是完全不用付费的。夏威夷群岛有世界顶尖的冲浪玩风浪板的地点，像瓦胡岛就是全世界最棒的冲浪地。当然呢，游泳潜水也是这里最热门的水上运动。
在到夏威夷旅游度假的人们心中，最有吸引力的莫过于海滨浴场了。其中最热闹最闻名的是怀基基海滩，远处碧海蓝天，白云悠悠，近处椰林婆娑，金黄的沙滩，滔滔的白浪，令人感到无限的心旷神怡。怀基基海滩以巨浪闻名，相传当年土著国王和酋长们常在此举行冲浪比赛，冲浪运动由此发端而走向世界。
在气候上呢，因为整年都有冷气流吹过，所以夏威夷一年四季都非常的宜人舒适。通常大白天的阵雨来得及也去得快，紧接着马上就雨过天晴，天空中还会出现绚丽的彩虹。瓦胡岛是群岛里人口最密、发展最多的岛，光是瓦胡岛上的旅馆数量就占了全夏威夷旅馆数的一半。
在檀香山，也就是 Honolulu， 可以体会得到都市生活的好处与坏处。这里有很棒的博物馆，活跃的夜生活，还有好吃不贵的各种美食，但是也一样免不了都市的通病塞车。毛伊岛是仅次于瓦胡岛发展第二的岛，也是赏座头鲸的好地方。至于大岛都有雪和活火山，两样在夏威夷其他岛上所没有的地理特色。考爱岛拥有全夏威夷最青绿茂密的植物景色。
夏威夷呢，原来是一个王国，1898年被美国吞并，1959年夏威夷归入美国的版图，成为星条旗上的第50颗星。夏威夷群岛的人民大约有80%是黑头发黄皮肤的东方人，一直给来岛的游客第一个印象呢，就是仿佛是到了东方。
第二个给人深刻印象的便是闻名遐迩的夏威夷山，那色调鲜艳而浓郁的衬衫正配合着夏威夷亮丽热烈的南海风光，而当地妇女套穿的拖地长裙既无曲线又无纽扣，但却格外显得舒适和潇洒，更具风情。 Part 2 Have fun at Hawaii，
畅游夏威夷。
Dialogue 1
Aloha， I have a lady to welcome me to paradise.
I don't see any cuties around.
No, silly, not that kind of lady. This lady is a necklace made of Hawaiian flowers.
Thanks, I was just kidding, you know. The islands look so beautiful from the air.
And they look even more lush from the ground.
Well, after the Mormon Utah Desert, I can use as much as lushness as I can get.
对话中 ，Lisa 在机场迎接 Ben 的到来。Ben 是到夏威夷来度假的。见到了 Ben，Lisa 热情地说了一声 Aloha， 这是夏威夷土著的语言，不管见面问好还是说再见的时候都可以用到。夏威夷州的别名呢 ，Aloha State 也因此而得名。
Lisa 说 ，I have a lei to welcome you to paradise。我带了一个可爱的东西来欢迎你到天堂。这里的 paradise 就是指夏威夷了。lei 是指花环。当你乘着飞机抵达檀香山，通常一走出机场，就会看见热情的夏威夷女郎喊着 Aloha， 手里拿着一串花环。lei 就是往游客的脖子上套的花环，不过这些 lei 可是要付费才能带走的纪念品哦。
但是 Ben 却故意打岔，把 lei 听成了 lay。那么这个词呢 ，lay 发音跟 lei 是一样的，但是两个词的意思可是相差十万八千里。lay lay 通常是指性伴侣，而不是指戴在脖子上的夏威夷花环。所以 Ben 跟 Lisa 开玩笑说：“我怎么没看见你身边有漂亮姑娘啊 ？”Cutie 是 cute 的名词形式，表示可人，长得漂亮的人。
Lisa 骂 Ben 是个小笨蛋，不是那种女伴，而是这种用夏威夷花卉做成的项链。Ben 赶紧道谢并解释说自己是在开玩笑呢。Ben 赞叹说，从飞机上看夏威夷群岛真是漂亮极了。 Lisa 说，夏威夷群岛从地上看也是绿意盎然。 Lush 这个词表示的就是苍翠的，名词形式是 lushness， 表示翠绿。
Ben 听了很高兴，说在经历了摩门犹他州的沙漠之后，再多的绿意我也不嫌多。 I can use something 这个句型表示我需要某物，比如说 Now I can use some cash，现在我需要一些现钞。
那么 Ben 的夏威夷之旅就要开始了，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Aloha, I have a lei to welcome you to paradise.
I don't see any cuties around.
No, silly, not that kind of lei. This lei is a necklace made of Hawaiian flowers.
Thanks, I was just kidding, you know. The islands look so beautiful from the air.
And they look even more lush from the ground.
Well, after the Mormon Utah Desert, I can use as much as lushness as I can get. Dialogue 2.
I think you should start with a sweet tropical cocktail.
You've really said the magic word, Lisa. It wasn't just coffee I had to abstain from in Salt Lake.
Coconuts will help you get into that aloha spirit.
Great. Order me a fresh pina colada, followed by strawberry daiquiri.
And then we'll get you in the water.
But I don't know how to swim.
You just have to learn, then.
In the conversation, Ben and Lisa 来到了怀基基海滩的一家酒吧。怀基基海滩，也就是 Waikiki， 是世界闻名的旅游胜地。Lisa 建议 Ben 先来一杯香甜的热带鸡尾酒，就是 a sweet tropical cocktail。这正合 Ben 的心意，因为他在盐湖城连咖啡都不能喝，更别说鸡尾酒了。
Magic word， 我们在前面也讲过，原来表示咒语。You really said the magic word， 你说的正合我意。Abstain from something 表示避开或者是戒掉某物。Lisa 说叶子可以让人充分感染夏威夷的欢乐气息，就是 Aloha spirit。
Ben 点了一杯新鲜的果汁朗姆冰酒 ，A fresh pina colada。Pina Colada 这种酒呢，是由朗姆酒、菠萝汁、椰奶和牛奶调制而成的，最后呢再放进去一片菠萝当装饰就成了。
一杯还不够， Ben 又点了 Strawberry Daiquiri， 就是草莓带基里，是由新鲜的草莓、朗姆酒、莱姆汁、草莓甜酒、红石榴汁加上细糖和碎冰制成的。到夏威夷享受热带风情的人一定不要错过这两种充满热带气息的鸡尾酒。
Lisa 说享受了美酒之后还要去海里游泳。Ben 可是个旱鸭子，只能现学现卖了，到了海边不下水那哪成呢。好了，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
I think you should start with a sweet tropical cocktail.
You've really said the magic word, Lisa. It wasn't just coffee I had to abstain from in Salt Lake.
Coconuts will help you get into that aloha spirit.
Great. Order me a fresh pina colada, followed by strawberry daiquiri.
And then we'll get you in the water.
But I don't know how to swim.
You just have to learn then.现在来休息一下，来听一首夏威夷风格的歌曲 Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride。
这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。
OK, welcome back, 欢迎回来，现在收听到的是国际在线 My English 实用英语课堂节目，我是 Anna。
我是沈听，今天我们带大家到了风光秀丽的夏威夷海滩。
前面呢，我们给大家介绍了夏威夷的发展历史，
并且呢，我们学习了两段对话，现在来接着往下看。 Dialogue 3。
You two from around here?
She is, but I'm just a tourist.
So will you be in Wahoo your whole trip?
I'm not sure yet. Lisa here said something about going to another island.
The big island has some killer volcanoes, but Kauai, I've heard some crazy stories about that place.
Like what?
Like, there's a community of people who live there, in between the beach and mountains.
All the islands have people between the beach and the mountains.
But this one's different. They live on wild fruit tree and grow lots of weed. It's like paradise.
This all sounds kind of like that movie, The Beach.
Maybe, but this place is for real. Go check it out and let me know. Time for me to hit the surf.
对话中 Jenny 过来跟 Lisa 和 Ben 搭话，问他们是不是整个行程都会在瓦胡岛呢。瓦胡岛的名称 Wahoo 有聚集之意，岛上果然聚集了八成以上的夏威夷人，国际机场和主要的旅游点 Pearl Harbor 珍珠港都集中在这里。
嗯，但也不知道他们是否会一直留在瓦胡岛。 Lisa 说过可能要去一个另外的岛屿， Jenny 告诉 Ben 在 The Big Island 大岛上分布着一些迷人的火山， Killer 这里的意思是迷人的人或者是事物。但是当说到 Kauai 考爱岛的时候， Jenny 就欲言又止了，他神神秘秘地告诉 Ben 他听说了一些关于考爱岛的疯狂传说。
Ben 很好奇 Like what? 比如说什么刺激的故事呢？ Jenny 告诉他考爱岛上住着一群人在海滩和山区之间。 Ben 听了觉得很可笑，在夏威夷每个岛都有人住在海滩和山区之间啊，这有什么可稀奇的？ Jenny 说这个可不一样，这些人以野生果树的果实为生，而且种了大麻，就像在天堂一样。Weed 是一个俚语词汇，是大麻的意思。
嗯， Ben 听了觉得就像 Beach 海滩这部电影里的情节一样。海滩这部电影描述了一位美国观光客到泰国度假，偶然从陌生人的手中得到地图，按照这张地图找到了传说中的美丽海滩。 Jenny 说电影里的情节是虚构的，但是他说的岛屿可是真的，还建议 Ben 去亲眼看一看，然后就去冲浪了。那么 for real 的意思就是真的，当真的。
好，那么 Ben 和 Lisa 会不会真的去考爱岛探险一番呢？我们还是要接着往下看，现在再来听一遍刚才的对话。
You two from around here?
She is, but I'm just a tourist.
So will you be in Wahoo your whole trip?
I'm not sure yet. Lisa here said something about going to another island.
The big island has some killer volcanoes, but Kauai, I've heard some crazy stories about that place.
Like what?
Like, there's a community of people who live there, in between the beach and mountains.
All the islands have people between the beach and the mountains.
But this one's different. They live on wild fruit tree and grow lots of weed. It's like paradise.
This all sounds kind of like that movie, The Beach.
Maybe, but this place is for real. Go check it out and let me know. Time for me to hit the surf.
Dialogue 4.
Kauai does sound beautiful, though. I've always wanted to hike the Talalau Trail.
I read about that. Cliffs and waterfalls and fruit trees. I have a couple of weeks. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I think I can get the time off. But let's explore all of Wahoo first.
Cool. Let's go to Pearl Harbor later today, then.
All right, but let's play a little first. If you're not going to get in the water, you at least better get in the air.
Lisa 说考爱岛听别人描述确实很美，而且她一直都想去走走卡拉劳步道。考爱岛是夏威夷人心目中最美的岛，高耸的峭壁直接落入海平面，也拥有壮丽的 Kalalau Trail， 也就是卡拉劳步道。
Ben 说他也在书上读到过这个地方，那里有悬崖、瀑布和果树。他还有两周的假期，完全可以去考爱岛玩一玩。 Jenny 正好也可以休个假，那么 get the time off 就是休假的意思。
但是 Lisa 提议先把他们所在的瓦胡岛玩遍了再说， Ben 提议去珍珠港参观， Lisa 想在海滩上先玩一会儿再去，如果 Ben 不下水游泳的话至少得到天空上去。说完 Lisa 指了指滑翔伞手， Parasailer 就是操纵滑翔伞的人。
好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。 Kauai does sound beautiful though. I've always wanted to hike the Kalalau Trail.
I read about thatCliffs and waterfalls and fruit trees. I have a couple of weeks. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I think I can get the time off. But let's explore all of Wahoo first.
Cool. Let's go to Pearl Harbor later today then.
Alright, but let's play a little first. If you're not going to get in the water, you at least better get in the air.
Dialogue 5. Hawaii is nothing like Utah. Are you sure this is the same country?
Hawaii is really unique. Last state in the Union, the only island state, no racial majority.
No majority? Everyone here looks Asian to me.
Some of those are native Hawaiians, some are Japanese, Filipino, Chinese, Fijian, Tongan. 24% is white, but really, everyone's just all mixed up here.
I guess you fit right in here, being half Japanese and half white.
There's even a Hawaiian word for that. I'm a hapa. You know, being half Japanese, I always feel kind of weird coming here.
But everyone in Hawaii looks Japanese. Anyway, people must accept history by now.
But so many people died here. Look at the ship, the U.S. Arizona. Thousands just sank with it.
That had nothing to do with you, Lisa.
I know. You know, looking out at the sea from here, I can't wait to go to Kauai.
Cool. Let's go start packing then.
Lisa 和 Ben 来到了珍珠港军事基地参观。 Ben 觉得夏威夷一点都不像犹他州，感觉就像来到了一个别的国家。 Lisa 解释说，夏威夷真的是很独特，它是美国的最后一个州，也是唯一的州岛，而且没有多数民族。 Majority 是多数的意思，它的反义词是 Minority。 Ethnic minorities 就是少数民族的意思。
Ben 觉得很奇怪，因为这里所有人在他看来都像是亚洲人。例子说，这里有一部分是夏威夷原住民，有些是日本人、菲律宾人、中国人、斐济人和汤加人。这里24%的人口是白人，但事实上这里每个人都是混血儿。在夏威夷语中 Kauai 就是指在夏威夷的白人。
所以 Ben 说 Lisa 很适合生活在夏威夷，因为她是一半日本人一半白人， half Japanese and half white。 在夏威夷语当中呢，还有一个专门的词来表示这种混血儿，就是 Hapa。身为半个日本人，丽瑟总觉得来到珍珠港军事基地怪怪的。
1941年的12月7日，日本偷袭珍珠港，也就是 Pearl Harbor， 美国太平洋舰队损失惨重，44艘舰船被击沉，共有2000多名军民死于这次偷袭行动。经亚利桑那号，也就是 the USS Arizona 这一艘战舰，就有1200多名官兵遇难。Lisa 也在后面的对话中提到。
所以 Lisa 来到珍珠港的时候就觉得 weird 怪怪的。贝安慰他说，不要多想，这里每个人看起来都像日本人，而且人们到现在一定要正视和接受历史了。 Lisa 也知道是这样的，但是一想到有这么多人死了，他就很难过。
Ben 说，日军偷袭珍珠港跟 Lisa 一点关系也没有，就不要自责了。 Have nothing to do with somebody or something 表示跟某人或者某物没有关系，那么 have something to do with somebody or something 就表示跟某人或某物有关了。
Lisa 也明白其中的道理，他转移了话题，让 Ben 看向大海。从他们的位置看考爱岛，觉得它更美了。 Ben 兴奋不已，嚷着现在就回去打包，就是 pack 这个词，比如说 I've already finished packing， 我已经打完包了。
好，让我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。 Hawaii is nothing like Utah. Are you sure this is the same country?
Hawaii is really unique. Last state in the union, the only island state, no racial majority.
No majority?Everyone here looks Asian to me.
Some of those are native Hawaiians, some are Japanese, Filipino, Chinese, Fijian, Tongan. 24% is white, but really, everyone's just all mixed up here.
I guess you fit right in here, being half Japanese and half white.
There's even a Hawaiian word for that. I'm a hapa. You know, being half Japanese, I always feel kind of weird coming here.
But everyone in Hawaii looks Japanese.Anyway, people must accept history by now.
But so many people died here. Look at the ship, the U.S. Arizona. Thousands just sank with it.
That had nothing to do with you, Lisa.
I know. You know, looking out at the sea from here, I can't wait to go to Kauai.
Cool. Let's go start packing then.
Dialogue 6. We'd like a permit for camping in the Napali coast. 3 days.
Are you sure you can ship for a trail? The Sierra Club gave us a 9 out of 10 for difficulty.
I just came here from a climbing trip in Utah. I can handle everything.
Use your head. You know what Paddy means, don't you?
Not exactly. I'm not local.
It means cliffs, and that's what you'll be hiking along. Sheer cliffs. But you've never been anywhere more beautiful.
对话中 ，Ben 和 Lisa 来到了护林员这里领取到纳帕里海岸，也就是 Napali Coast 3天的露营许可证 ，permit 就是许可证的意思。护林员就是 ranger， 他疑惑地问他们是否能够受得了到那里露营，因为纳帕里海岸的地势非常的险恶。Be in shape 表示处于良好的健康状况， 比如说 You'll never be in shape until you eat healthy food and take some exercise. 只有吃健康的食物，做运动，才能保持身体的最佳状态。
跟 be in shape 相对的就是 be out of shape, 不健康的。比如说 take exercise if you're out of shape. 如果身体不好就要锻炼。那它离海岸的地势非常险恶，山岳协会给那里难度9的评分。9 out of 10 for something 就是表示以十级来分到第九级了，一般人还真受不了这里的环境。
嗯 ，Ben 却很自信，说他才从犹他州登山回来，应该什么都能够应付得来。Handle 就是应付、对付的意思。护林员很不以为然，他说 ：“Use your head. You know what Pally means, don't you？” 考虑一下吧，你知道 Pally 的意思吗
？Use your head 字面上的意思就是用用你的脑子吧。建议对方多考虑一会儿的时候就可以用，比如说 I've had 5 beers already, wanna ride home? No, use your head, don't drink and drive. 我已经喝了5瓶啤酒了，要搭我的便车回家吗？不，想清楚好不好，喝酒不能开车。
那么 Pally 到底是什么意思呢？在夏威夷语里 Pally 是悬崖的意思，就是 Ben 和 Lisa 要走的步道，都是险峻的峭壁，不过那里的风景是无与伦比的。 Share 的意思就是陡峭的，美景当然是诱人的，不过首先还是要注意安全。好，让我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
We'd like a permit for camping in the Napali coast. 3 days.
Are you sure you need ship for a trail? The Sierra Club gave us a 9 out of 10 for difficulty.
I just came here from a climbing trip in Utah. I can handle everything.
Use your head. You know what paddy means, don't you?
Not exactly. I'm not local.
It means cliffs.And that's what you'll be hiking along, sheer cliffs. But you've never been anywhere more beautiful.
Now we are near the end of this program. In the next unit, we'll say something about coffee. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们带大家去了有人间天堂之称的夏威夷，这样呢，我们的夏日之旅系列就结束了。下周我们要和大家说说咖啡这个话题。如果大家有任何意见或者建议，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。我们下周再会。